Now we turn to our final feature for this day, Music Express. Our guest is Jan Jampa, the talented singer-guitarist for Eddie Stoilov, an unusual Czech band founded in 2004. The group has grown increasingly popular, especially following the long, much-awaited release of just their first album last year. Humorously called The Best of Eddie Stoilov, the album brought hits such as Hey You, Floating, and the catchy Realize and Compromise, which you can hear a bit of right now. The song Realize and Compromise by Eddie Stoilov with singer Jan Jampa. Now, when he dropped by the studio this week, my first question was about how he first joined the group. An interesting story in itself.
It was really funny. There's three original members. There were six boys. In the past, it was a funky band. And I came back from Malta where I studied, and our bass player, he came back from America. And I was invited to joined their show as a guest with a beatbox show. And I never sang before. I never used to sing, just apart from some campfire singing with my friends. And I did some beatbox, blah, blah, blah. And then because it was a party, they just couldn't take me off the stage. And I began to sing. You know how it goes. And then their singer got fired. So it was funny.
One of your bandmates said something like they were glad to find a reliable singer, someone who was hardworking afterwards. But I misunderstood you. You were studying where?
In Malta.
Oh, Malta. Okay.
Malta.
Yeah, I understand you
Malta.
Now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And was your specialization then completely different? You weren't studying singing?
No. It was just IB and International Baccalaureate and all regular subjects. No music at all.
Mm-hmm. And you'd never sang before?
I never sang before.
That's amazing.
Well, I just played some guitar, and my father is a musician, so I suppose we got in the genes. But yeah. I never sang before. I'm happy I do now.
Hey You is kind of like the first hit off of Best Of, or was the first hit.
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about sort of the mood of that song, or what you were going for there?
Well, it's just kind of a hidden story about my ex-girlfriend's mom. And she had some problem with alcohol, and it was a struggle and all that. So during this period, I made the song. So the lyrics are mostly about me telling her off and trying to, like, put her back on her feet again.
And now here's a bit of the song, Hey You.
What you're gonna do with the dogs in the backyard? They're hungry, I am telling you. Hey, hey you. What you're gonna say to your innocent children? I'm funny.
Eddie Stoilov is one of several Czech bands that sings primarily in English.
Yeah.
What was behind the decision there?
Because I don't know if just to myself, but I just feel weird when I sing Czech. It's just, I mean, respect Czech. I am Czech. But, since I studied in Malta, and I'm pretty comfortable with the English language, and it's much more of a musical language. Why not, you know? Czech sounds weird. I mean, to me, it does. I do the best track. I have the impression that I have the best track. Then I start singing in Czech, and it's just killed. And you just don't hear the music. You just hear...
Mm-hmm. But you do have some songs in Czech, of course.
We had one, just to test. But now it seems it works in English, so mm-hmm. We should stick to what we're doing.
Yeah. When you're writing lyrics, how much do you enjoy that as part of the creative process?
Enjoy?
Yeah.
I have a real weird way of... I don't write lyrics. I just... it's weird. I edit a song, and then I just freestyle it right on. And if it doesn't work, then I know I have to delete the track. And yeah, it's just freestyle. And then I learned the lyrics after. I learned what I sang at first. It's strange. Uh-huh. So one day when this thing stops working, I don't know what I'll do.
So by freestyle, you mean improvisation? That you're playing something and then you come up with the words during the process?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And they turn into harmony straight away, and I don't know.
Your sound has been described as pop rock. To me, it seems that you mix up a lot of different styles. A bit of there's funky elements, there's electronic. You have the keyboards, guitars as well, though.
Yeah.
What would you say is the foundation for Eddie Stoiloff as a group?
Actually, I don't know. I have no idea. Since we have no idea and we don't know how to answer this question, we made up our own new genre and we call it new pop. We call it new pop because it's just it's really a mixture of influences. You know, we get influenced by, I don't know, Pink Floyd, then David Guetta as well. You know, it's a mixture. So we would not be satisfied doing just house beats or doing just rock songs, you know, so we like put all the tastes together and then there's this mishmash of things and it's funny.
Okay, well, let's hear now a bit of the song Floating, also from The Best Of. Now, as we continue, it should be mentioned that frontman Jan Ciampa and his bandmates in Eddie Stoiloff have been playing a lot of concerts since the release of their album, including summer festivals. And that led me to ask him to describe some of the stranger things they've experienced in the past at different venues.
The weather, that sucks. When the rain turns against you and you don't even have time to cover or switch off anything. So that happened a few times. I don't know, maybe... apart from our drummer falling off the stage.
That happened.
We just thought he had a break and he's just getting a pause and I turned around and there was nobody. And
How did it happen? He slipped.
There was not enough space behind him on the stage and he kept on like sliding off with every hit until he got to the edge and then it was just quiet. It was only guitars, bass, and vocals without drums. And he was like lying on his back, laughing his ass off instead of coming back up. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. Oh, one last thing. I did a copycat move and I jumped into people with my wireless mic. And to get back, it was really hard because the stage was really high. So I had to run around. And there was this big, you know, gorilla guy as a bouncer. And I'm like, I want to get back in. He's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard that like 300 times today. I'm like, come on, I have a microphone. He's like, I got two at home. And he was really serious about his work, so he kept me there for like 10 minutes. And the guys were playing this loop for 10 minutes, waiting for me to get back on. It was really stressful.
That's brilliant. Well, what can you say, Eddie Stoiloff? Know how to have a good time. They're a great band to see live, and their album, The Best Of, is really well worth checking out. In a moment, we'll leave you with their song, Haha Radio. But before we go, one last question, which probably occurred to you, and it certainly did me. Where did they ever come up with the name Eddie Stoiloff? Jan Ciampa again.
What I like about the name is that it's really abnormal to the other names. So, I mean, we're making it harder for us. For people to remember it, you know, it really takes a lot of skill and a lot of pressure for people to remember this name. It actually is supposed to be, from some stories that I heard, an ex-Bulgarian or Romanian astronaut.
Oh, cool.
Who never got to fly to the moon because of the local political situation or something. Apart from that, I like it graphically. Eddie with double D-I-E, you know, you can have a lot of fun with the graphic design of the name. So, Romanian astronaut.
You've been listening to Music Express this week about